Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. No food or drink in studio. Hold on, some coffee here. Ninja brewed at home in a mug that says Mister. Yeah, it's funny stuff. Cafe Forte, 8 ounce, a little bit of whipped milk. Some sweetener in there, no food or drink in studio. Worthless signs, I tell you. Worthless. Yesterday was interesting, wasn't it? Called it Redneck Radio yesterday. It was kind of funny. Can't believe I didn't get somebody calling or sending me an email or something complaining about that. That's because you understood in the context in which we were talking. We had some problems, weather-related issues, both on both ends of both studios, that required us to go old school, and that was basically telephones to bring the program. And I got an email from, let's see if I can find it here. It says, Shanto, awesome job from Russ Harrison. Shanto, awesome job from Sean. So we got awesome job from, Russ Harrison says, awesome job from Sean. Because you see what happened yesterday when the program opened, my studio dropped at the, about 45 seconds before we went to live air. So I apologize to affiliates for that. That was one of those, I guess you can, can chalk that up to Irma. That was an issue, and it was what it was. But we worked through it. We got it back. I tried to do a few technological things, and in the process, Sean went to the mic and brought our guest on, Lee the Gunwriter Williams. I was able to jump on by phone, and it was Redneck Radio, but we had a fun time yesterday. I appreciate you. Appreciate the comment from Russ, too, noticing that, because it was a good job from Sean. That's live stuff, and you gotta jump on that. I mean, right out of the box. Yes, all right, first thing. I kind of got to go here because it's the same anti-gun crowd, and it's not something I want to spend a lot of time on, but I do have to go here. Before I go to my guest, a couple of things, I'll tell my guest right now. I'm going to tease you. I'm not going to tell you who it is right now because he is a fan favorite. He may be pushed to the second segment. He might have to listen because I got to get some of this stuff out of the way, but that's okay. But did you watch the telethon or whatever you want to call it for the hurricane victims yesterday? I didn't. Wouldn't waste my time. You know why? Stevie Wonder was the opening act. Beyonce's running around. Did you look at the who's who list of the latest dictionary of today's who's who, to quote Nickelback from the song Rockstar? Yeah, when you saw Robert De Niro, DiCaprio, Beyonce, and the rest of these clowns, I could have told you right out of the box this was just going to be a progressive liberal love fest, and it was going to get political. Right out of the box, Stevie Wonder got political and basically called, I'm going to say the majority of Americans, unintelligent and stupid. Because Stevie Wonder, he said we were all blind. I thought that was odd because, Stevie Wonder's blind, right? That we were all blind if we're climate change deniers because somehow a hurricane is climate change. Of course, I guess he forgot the other strong hurricanes, strongest. What was it? I think it was, we haven't had two Category 4 storms in 50 years strike Florida in the same year. Well, what the hell was it 50 years ago, Stevie Wonder Boy? Huh? Before you dopes put phony names on it. You see, this whole thing's a farce. So, no, and here's the thing. They raised $14 million. That's great. Let me submit to you that they probably would have raised $28 million or $50 million had they not gotten political. These people are... They just haven't figured it out. So I hope you didn't waste your time. There are other ways to donate besides listening to these clowns. I mean, who pays attention to these people anymore anyway? That's so full of themselves, it's not even funny. But what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because every single one of those loudmouth, bloviating, Hollywood bloated, progressive, liberal dopes are surrounded by armed security but would deny you the right to bear arms. Every single one of them. Sip of this coffee. Yeah, no, I didn't watch it. No, I didn't. Oh, and I don't know any football scores from this previous Sunday either. Couldn't care less. Didn't watch it, don't care. Don't care, don't give a crap. Yes, full display yesterday from what I read, because I got to read that stuff, but it is what it is. Got an email here. Andrew Wheeler sends me an email about 4 hours ago. Mark, today's my son's first birthday. Judah was born at 3:48 p.m. last year, our first child, and it has led to a lot of changes in my attitude, outlook, and actions. Now, I'm going to read this, then when we come back with my first guest, I'll tell you, student of the gun, Paul Markle. Okay, I couldn't keep it in. Let's just go to him for just a second. Paul, how you doing, man? I can't keep you waiting, brother. I wanted to have some fun and read this email and then go to you because it's right up the alley of living an armed lifestyle, and I thought you might get a kick out of it. Let's get his button unstuck.
Well, I was
there.
Waiting on you.
There you go. Say that again?
I said I was just going to go ahead and field strip a Glock while I was waiting on you.
Yeah, do that. I did one here on the studio just a couple weeks back. You can hear all the neat clicks and sounds, you know? Sounded like a movie gun. Hey, Paul, listen, I'm going to read an email here, and then when we come back from a break, let's kind of pick it apart a little bit because the guy brings up some great points. And when we're talking about living an armed lifestyle, these are things that right up both of our alleys, okay? We can play with this. It says, Mark, today is my son's first birthday. Judah was born at 3:48 p.m. last year, our first child. And it has led to a lot of changes in my attitude, outlook, and actions. Let's keep that line in mind because, yes, it does. I would ask that you send a message to all of us, your listeners, to remind us of why we do what we do. If you have the time, of course. Well, of course I have the time. That's why I'm here. And we will go through this line by line with Paul Markle. First off, I would like to personally thank you and each of your listeners for pulling together to help us dodge that bullet with What's-Her-Name on November 8th last year. Leading up to that, while my wife was pregnant, she and I were having endless discussions about the future, and I was so worried about what the outcome would mean for my then unborn son. Having the endless barrage of this election is over nonsense get into my mind, and I walked into the voting booth resigned and feeling beaten already. But then I saw how the results landed. The next day I felt new hope spring into my family and my life. Having that weight taken off my mind has been so refreshing, and I thank you and your listeners for taking part in making that happen. Second, I think it's great that we took a couple weeks to sit back and enjoy it, but now I ask myself, what am I doing to take advantage of the situation? In an ever-increasing world of reality denialists, we need to stay sharp in order to raise our kids well. Isn't that the reason we decided to live as we do? Keep that one in mind, Paul. When we decide that we protect ourselves and our family, it goes much further than strapping on a gun and training. All the firearms training in the world would not hold a candle to being involved with my son's life, his learning, or his thought process. He may only be 1 year old, but it's the future that I'm planning on to help him become everything that he can be and not let him settle for being average and ordinary. Teaching him that the world may seem like they hate me or him, but that we don't listen to them because we've learned in the past that they are lying to us about what is really going on. Lastly, it's all things that I have been learning and having been taught as I'm building a business, but it applies across to what we do. As you say, what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because it's not just guns, it's mentality. It's the actions we take. It's the things we teach. It's our way of life to think of bigger things than what the reality denialists want us to think. Mark, thank you for getting the word out and for the work you do together to gather and unify us as listeners. Without you, we would have a hard time gathering together as we do when we listen via podcast or broadcast. God bless you and your family. Listeners, thank you for being a part of my son's future. Thank you for standing up for what you believe in and not backing down when you have the upper hand. Thank you for raising your kids to take part and be a part of the future that we build for them. I'm glad that you and I are all working to build all that we need to in order to leave opportunity and future brighter than we have even now. Never clubless. And on behalf of Judah, that's from Andrew Wheeler, out kind of near you, Paul. He's in Nampa, Idaho. I thought that was a great email. We've got a couple minutes. Just sum it up for me, and then I want to go through a few lines because I want to get into the armed lifestyle with you, which this is in the context of. Just sum up what you heard.
Well, it sounds like he gets it, and I'm glad for that. I'm happy for that. And, you know, a lot of I was afraid you were going to throw me a curveball. I thought you were going
to
afraid.
I wouldn't do it to you. Now
that I'm a parent, I know that there shouldn't be any guns in my home.
Right. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
That's what we usually get. But no, what I would add to that is firearms aren't just about what he said. Firearms are about liberty and everything. You know, we like to play games and we like to have guns and shoot trap and hunt and all that. But the fact of the matter is firearms are first and foremost about liberty. And liberty entails, like you said, more than just strapping on a gun. Because there are a lot of people who claim to be gun owners that don't care anything about liberty. I mean, heck, a lot of people you just mentioned in your opening monologue, they like guns when guns protect them, but they could care less about liberty. So that's what I would say.
No, great points and a great place to stop. I was just told we've got the 30-second cue, so we're going to go ahead and take it into a break when we come back. Let's go, because liberty and justice for all, right? All the stuff exactly. that you just mentioned are all the fun things about guns, all the recreational things, all the sport things that we can do with our firearms. But that's not why we have guns. That's not the first and foremost reason, liberty. And what is liberty? It's our self-defense, it's our protection, and it's the protection of our freedoms. That comes first. Everything else is secondary. It's kind of like having an automobile. Its first reason for having it is to get from point A to point B. Nothing says we can't have fun with it and soup it up a little bit in the process, right? We'll be back with Paul Markle from Student of the Gun right after this and go through some of the armed lifestyle things brought up in this email. Back right after this. It's the dead of the night and you're abruptly woken by the sound of glass shattering. Is someone in your house? You reach over and unlock your nightstand safe and your hand closes around your handgun. Its weight feels familiar in your hand. It's been there before. Your training kicks in and the rest is a blur. You protect your family from an intruder who intended to cause them harm or worse. You take a deep sigh of relief. Yes, your family is shaken up, but they're safe and they're alive. But when the police arrive, they won't immediately hail you as a hero. In fact, you'll probably be forcefully questioned and possibly arrested. Keeping your family safe doesn't stop once the smoke clears. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police is the single most important thing you can discover today that could mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now to claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Get your free guide, the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios, I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, I'm warning you about this every day this week. We've changed up the story a bit, but guess what? The end results are all the same. And I've been telling you that what would you do if it was the dead of the night and you heard somebody splintering your door open, kicking it in, or glass shattering? You know, I talk with AWR Hawkins on the weekend program, and we mention a lot, when that happens, you don't have a whole lot of time to react. So we talk about the aspect of how does somebody have that gun so quick? Maybe it's an apartment. Somebody's got the gun on, and maybe that's the case. Maybe that's you. But your first thing going through your head is, oh, my gosh, there's somebody in my house. And it's probably a little bit harsher than that, but terrestrial radio requires I put it in those terms. So you reach over, you unlock your nightstand safe, you grab your gun, feels comfortable, you have to use it to protect your family from an intruder who wants to harm you or your kids or your wife or do even worse. Take a deep sigh, deep sigh of relief. Your family's shaking up, but guess what? Everybody's safe and alive. The police show up. They don't know what's happened, even if it's in your own home. They don't know who this person is on the floor. They don't know if this person's a family member. They're not going to immediately hail you as a hero. There's going to be an investigation that could result, what's going to result in forceful questioning. And it could result in an arrest. What you need to know is exactly what you should and should not say to the police. And the single most important thing you can discover today that could mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell is in the report, the USCCA free report, that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. Claim your copy. It's free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. It's a fascinating read. I did the voice work for it, and I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot, even though I've seen this stuff. It was great to go back and reread this, like going back and rereading a good book. Fascinating stuff that you'll tear up, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Paul Markle, welcome back to the show. You know, the first takeaway that I took from this email from Andrew, and I thought it was a great email, I was looking forward to bringing it to your attention, is last year our first child was born. And it's led to a lot of changes in my attitude, outlook, and actions. You know why? Because he's thinking about things in context he's never thought of before. Holy crap, man, I'm responsible for this life. Oh my gosh, I'm in touch more with my own mortality. The defense of this kid and my wife is my responsibility. And I'll tell you, as a father myself, and you know as a father, that is a profound, that having that child has a profound impact on how you view the world around you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's if you pay, after you do, you have kids, you pay attention. And especially after they get older and you start maturing, shall we say, you encounter people who I encounter people all the time because right now where we live, it's kind of a tourist area. In the summertime, it's really nice here. So people flood in here from California and Colorado and so on and so forth.
All right.
But the mentality and the attitude of people who have no children, they still have that, like, it's all about me, my comfort, my desires, my wants, my what have you. And that's fine. That's what you do when you're young. But the fact of the matter is, eventually, you have to let that go. And, you know, I was actually talking to a friend of mine. He said him and his wife were having, you know, issues. And he told me what they were. And a lot of it had to do with, both individuals wanted to have their personal, individual lives, and they were clashing. And I said, well, you have no kids. Well, no, that's why. You know, that's one of the great things about being a parent. And is, you know, you and your spouse, when you have children, you have that immediate common bond so that your personal wants and desires aren't so important anymore as they were when you were younger. And
let me call that what that is. That's selfishness. What happens is that selfishness goes right out the door, and the two of you realize without even having to discuss it. And correct me if my assessment is off.
No, you're
that's
right.
That's what I'm reading. Your selfishness goes out the window, and you begin to put everything into what you have, and the two of you realize that. And it does. It's a profound impact on your life all the way around.
Exactly. So, you know, and when you that selfishness or that lack of selfishness is exactly why people decide that they need the mechanism and they need the education and they need the training and the ability to use whatever force is necessary to defend that wife, that spouse, that child, or multiple children or what have you. Because up to that point, it's all about me. And then you realize, oh, I have to be responsible, and that's going to require some extra effort.
And it's interesting, too, because when you talk about a husband and wife without the child first, the husband obviously knows he's there to protect his wife, but not in the same sense as when this helpless little child comes. And, there's a lot of psychology going on here. You know, a grown woman can protect herself a little bit better than a little innocent baby can. So everything is profound. It's profound, and you look at these things completely different. The other takeaway I took from this, I won't mention, what's her face. He's referring to Hillary Clinton. That's what I call her. You know, just dry up and go away already. America's done with you. But the fact that she won or lost is done, so we won't go there. The thing is, he says, it took a couple weeks to sit back and enjoy it, but now I ask myself, what am I doing to take advantage of the situation? In other words, I'm a victor here. We have an opportunity in front of us. And he understands in context that there are people out there who would deny me these rights. We're in a position now to do something about it, but he's not looking at just himself. He's looking about down the road for his son. What can I do today that's going to impact him down the road? My answer to that would be, you did it when you pulled the lever for anybody but what's-her-face who needs to dry up and go away. That right there was the number one thing you did in giving your son the future that you want him to have. Now that you've accomplished that goal, you have to step up and get active, and getting active can be all different kinds of things. What kind of active things would you recommend?
Well, I mean, you have to remember, we fall into this trap constantly as Americans, as conservative Americans, or, you know, people who believe in a representative republic. You know, we win, and then we get all excited, and we say, all right, I won, and now I don't have to do anything for 2 years or 4 years or what have you. Unfortunately, there's far too many people that are in the gun community or the gun culture who believe that their civic duty is once every 4 years. You know, I voted, okay, great, but the country's not going to fix itself in the country, and that's the problem we have, Mark. I mean, if you look at the history of the last 20 to 30 years, you know, we win a big election, and we high-five each other, and then we go back to being comfortable, and slowly but surely, those freedoms are eroded, and we end up back trying to get them again. So,
well,
it's not...
You're referring to apathy and complacency here. Is that safe for me to say?
Well, you know, that is the, apathy, complacency, and a desire for comfort. And so, I did my job, we voted, woohoo, you know, this guy is, he's going to save us all. And that's that mentality that a president should be there to save the nation. And the fact of the matter is, the president's not supposed to be there to save the nation. It's supposed to be you. And if you go back and read the founding documents, if you read the Federalist Papers, and if, you know, your quotes from Ben Franklin, they said, look, we're going to give you this country, but it's not the president's job to preserve liberty in the nation. It's not the Congress's job to preserve liberty in the nation or to ensure that we, you know, stay on track. And what we found over the last, 100, 200 years is that very slowly it erodes away because we say, we elected the right people.
Paul,
so
I got to stop you right there. It was right where we want to go when we come back. Let's pick up on that, the Federalist Papers and the fact that it requires you getting involved and staying involved. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back with Paul Markle, student of the gun in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. Paul, welcome back to the program. Always great to have you here. I want to wrap up with this email. I thought it was a good one. Kind of wanted to go into it a little bit with you because I like your take on this stuff, living an armed lifestyle. The third and final takeaway from this was, as we were just talking, complacency, apathy. You've got this profound change in your life. It changes everything about you. It puts you in touch with your own mortality and, of course, the safety of your family and everything else. In addition to that, now you understand and put it in context, the whole picture in context, and you understand where you are now. And then thirdly, you've got this complacency you've got to do. What do I do going forward? And my response to that would be, now you stay active. Now you get involved. You monitor what the enemies of our freedom are doing. Like I always say on the program, join the email list from Bloomberg's organizations. Read the emails. Find out what they're talking about. Go look at their websites. Do this. It's not going to hurt us if you go and look at these websites. You need to know, what is it? The general who knows the most about his enemy has won every battle and every war ever fought. A little bit of Sun Tzu, The Art of War, for you. And write your legislators. Let them know you're paying attention. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Paul?
No, I mean that and also be active in your own community. That's something that we've lost a sense of, I think, because of the advent of the internet and smartphones and Facebook and all that. But the fact is you need to know your neighbors. In the events, such as we just had, your Harveys and your Irmas and so forth, it's not a viable plan to wait for someone from Washington, D.C. to come and help you, or to, you know, say, well, the government's got it covered. I don't need to. That's not what this country was founded on. This country was founded on individualism, rugged individualism, and that goes to the people who live, you know, to the left and right of you, the people in your community. You shouldn't have to be waiting for some benevolent government to give you a check or a box of food. It should be you and your community members, and that's really where it starts, because if you guys have got it covered, if your community, your city, your state, if you've got it covered, then there's less of a chance for a big brother to come in and be obtrusive because you don't need him.
Yeah, that's a great point. And something we talk about a lot, but yeah, I mean, you can't overstate this. It's called rugged individualism. That's what it is. That's what firearms represent. They represent that responsibility. They represent freedom. They're the greatest tool for protecting and preserving freedom. They give us freedom, and they keep freedom. And freedom isn't free. Gosh, it's something that we never want to let our guard down, because the other side is hoping that we do. They're trying to exploit that. All right, Paul, let's go to something different. Let's go to suppressed weapons, fun stuff, toys we're talking about now, accessories.
There we go.
Because a suppressor isn't a weapon. So let me read you this from Every Town for Gun Safety today. The gun lobby is putting profits ahead of people. Their dangerous gun silencers bill is moving fast in Congress. A dangerous gun silencers bill just passed the House Natural Resources Committee and is moving fast in Congress. Donald Trump Jr. and the NRA are working behind closed doors to make it easy for felons and domestic abusers to buy gun silencers. Now, Paul, do you actually think Donald Trump Jr., and the National Rifle Association are sitting in the White House in the Oval Office going, how can we let all of these convicted felons buy these silencers? First of all, what is what they're calling a silencer? What is sound suppression with a firearm, and how does it work?
It's a gun muffler. Hashtag gun muffler. What most people, the average person, doesn't understand or realize is that Hiram Maxim Jr., not the machine gun guy, but his son,
right,
patented the Hiram Maxim silent firearm because he understood that the firearm noise destroyed his father's hearing. His father was essentially deaf, and he wanted to do something about that. The firearm silencer, suppressor, muffler, moderator, whatever you want to call it, predates the automobile muffler. The automobile muffler is based upon the technology that came from the firearm silencer.
The history of it's really cool, but I've got to ask this question. What is it about a sound suppressor that drives the ignorant left absolutely nuts? Could it be that their only knowledge, and you can't call it knowledge, but I will in this sense.
Their only point of reference.
Only point of reference is what they've seen in mob movies.
Oh, yeah, it's TV, it's Hollywood, it's whatever. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that gives the people more liberty, they're against. End of story. But a firearm silencer simply slows and cools the expanding gas from a cartridge. You know, that's how a cartridge works. It's basic science. The propellant powder very, very rapidly changes from what? A solid to a gas. The gas expands, pushes the projectile, and a byproduct of that is noise. The byproduct of a combustion engine is noise. Noise doesn't make the gun more powerful. Noise doesn't make the gun more accurate. All noise does is it hurts your ears and makes you go deaf and annoys your neighbors or whatever. So the fact of the matter is, what's really ridiculous to me is most European countries that allow their people to carry guns, or, well, they don't carry them, but they own them, many of them require by law, you're not allowed to discharge a firearm outdoors unless it has what they call a moderator on it, which is a gun muffler. So we've got, on one hand, we've got the European socialists who realize that noise is just noise. That's all it is. And if we can eliminate noise with this, you know, this product is about 100 years old, then why shouldn't we do that?
What's fascinating to me, because what they're talking about here, this crazy lunatic left email, is the Hearing Protection Act. But, you know, I noticed they don't reference it by its name, the Hearing Protection Act, because that would destroy their narrative. Right, because that would destroy the narrative that they're trying to create, because at the bottom of the email they're looking for $25, $38. Express donate $25, express donate $38. I thought that was an odd number. And express donate $50, or donate another amount. And they've got a photograph that's a meme, if you will, of Donald Trump Jr. sitting in a chair, cocking his head in a sport coat, says, "Don't let Donald Trump Jr. fool you. Gutting our silencer laws puts public safety at risk." So I'll ask this question before moving on to something else. How does muffling the sound, the decibel level of a firearm to a just slightly safer decibel level, how in the world does that put public safety at risk?
Well, it doesn't. It's a lie. But that never stopped them before. Telling lies never stopped them before.
Well, how can they get away with that if it's a lie? How do they get away with
because
it?
Because the vast majority of the, I mean, look at the news. Look at the Antifas. And look at the people in America that believe that the U.S. government has a secret lab to create and steer hurricanes. We laugh about it, but there are people who actually believe that.
Yeah. Those are the same people, I think, Paul, that believe, and again, I'm going to go back to movie stuff, ginning this up, because people have seen this for so many years in movies, films, you know, for years and years, decades. But laser sighting on a firearm, there's a lot of people out there who believe that bullet rides that light beam, brother, and wherever that dot is.
The bullet guiding system.
It is exactly what they think it is. He's got a laser-sighted weapon. Now, this freaks out the left, too, but they can't use it as a narrative today. Because later laser sighting systems, of course, have been around for a long time. But there are people out there who actually believe that that red dot on your chest means that laser's going to, or that bullet's just going to ride right down that. It's going to ride the lightning, baby.
That's because lasers never move in the movies.
Yeah, well, that's true. They never move. They don't bounce around. There's no what we would call wobble, right?
In the show. Yeah, there's no wobble.
A little bit of wobble. There's no wobble there whatsoever. It's just, you know, comes right at you. It rides the white lightning, you know, all the way down. Hey, Paul, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell people what you're up to at Student of the Gun, what they can find new. You got all kinds of stuff up your sleeves. And I, as much as I hate to tell you this, because time is flying, you and I will be meeting soon at SHOT Show, which is not far. Not far.
I know.
It's
months.
Right around the corner. And the Gun Rights Policy Conference is coming up September 28th, 29th. Well, September 29th, 30th. And 31st, I will be there in Dallas at the Westin. I'll tell you how to do that. We're going to find out how to register for free for the Gun Rights Policy Conference, GRPC. That and more with Paul Markle, Student of the Gun, right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Look, if you ever find yourself being woken up in the middle of the night because somebody's trying to get into your home, I'm talking about a hot burglary or otherwise known as a home invasion, and you happen to be there, and you have to use a gun to defend yourself or your family, your training kicks in, you do whatever it is you have to do, and you repel that attack, and somebody dies. Cops are coming to your house. There's a few things you need to know, six of them in particular. The six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. It's a great read, and it's free. Keeping your family safe doesn't stop once the smoke clears. You've got to know how to handle what's coming at you now from a question and answer standpoint with law enforcement, because they're going to want to talk to you. Detectives are going to want to talk to you. Before the detectives arrive, you're talking homicide here if somebody's dead. And remember, homicide just means that someone died at the hands of another human being. It doesn't mean anything more or anything less. It doesn't mean a good thing or a bad thing. It doesn't mean self-defense shooting or righteous shooting or murder. It means that someone died at someone else's hand. You can go to armedandresponsible.com right now. Claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. It's a great read. And as I said, I voiced some of this for a project that you'll be able to get your hands on here very soon. It was fun. It was fun to do because the information that I was reading is fascinating. I enjoy reading it, and you will too. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Figure it out now. Start thinking about this stuff now if you have guns in your house or if you carry firearms, okay? Very, very important. Talking with Paul Markle. Hey, Paul, before we get into some of the things going on over at Student of the Gun, it's interesting. As I read some of the Trace and Bloomberg's faux news, fake news, and that's all it is. It's a complete liberal rag narrative of anti-gun gibberish where they can't call things what they're really called. The Hearing Protection Act, can't call it that because, well, that sounds too benign. It's got to be pushing silencers and dangerous things when, in fact, all it is designed to suppress sound to keep people's hearing intact. But there's another one out there. And it's titled, the email was out at 8:45 this morning, Eastern Time, and it's titled, The NRA's Favorite Researcher Makes a Case for NICS Checks for Voters. And in the subject line of the email, Paul, it said, pro-gun researcher trolls Democrats on background checks at Trump Vote Fraud Commission. Now, of course, they're talking about who? John Lott. And I will go to what, let me go to what he presented. He testified to the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity on Tuesday. And here's what he did. How to check if the right people are voting. Republicans worry about voting by ineligible people. Democrats say that Republicans are just imagining things. Something that might make them both happy? Apply the background check system for gun purchases to voting. Democrats' views on the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, otherwise known as NICS, the 4473 you fill out every time you buy a gun from any dealer anywhere in any state across the country. Democrats have long lauded background checks on gun purchases as simple, accurate, and in complete harmony with the Second Amendment right to own guns. In fact, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has bragged about the checks make our communities and neighborhoods safer without in any way abridging rights or threatening a legitimate part of the American heritage. And, of course, that's very arguable. We're not going to go into that now. I'm just pointing this out to you today. He says if NICS don't interfere in any way with people's constitutional right to self-defense, doesn't it follow that it would work for the right to vote also? So a lot of the folks on the committee that were listening to Dr. Lott yesterday were taken aback, going, wow, is he serious? And he said, yeah, in fact, he is. Now, it's driving the left crazy because they love background checks. So Dr. Lott is brilliant. Now, I'm not going to get into his head. Here's what I want to tell you listeners. We will be bringing John Lott to the program to discuss this in detail on the Monster broadcast, hopefully this weekend, depending on his schedule. We talk frequently. He has been asked. I'm awaiting that reply now, and hopefully we can get him on the show because this will be one fascinating hour in the absence of Alan Gottlieb. John will fill those shoes, as only John Lott can do, and he will talk about what is driving the left nuts with what he told them. Here's the takeaway from this, Paul. If you can put a background check on my constitutional right to own a gun, why can't you put a background check on the constitutional right to vote? Don't we want to keep those people who have had their civil rights taken away, like gun ownership and voting rights, away from the polls? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, it does, and actually, if you read the original documents, the right to keep and bear arms for all citizens actually is a more loose right than voting rights. Voting rights have actually been altered over the years many times, you know, as far as like men voting, women voting, the age of voting. You know, it used to be 21, and so on and so forth. But yeah, it's funny how demanding that someone proves their identification, shows an ID to vote, is somehow voter disenfranchisement. But, you know, buying a gun, you're not only showing an ID, but having a background check and phone calls and some bureaucrat on the other end of the phone either gives you the thumbs up or the thumbs down. That's perfectly okay. But people shouldn't have to be, you know, to decide who's going to be the president of the United States, they shouldn't have to identify themselves.
It's okay to get a background check to purchase a gun, but it's not okay to make sure that someone who shouldn't be voting shouldn't be voting. And this was brilliant. And I just did get a response from Dr. Lott. Just to let you know, listeners, Dr. Lott will be on the program on the Monster broadcast this coming Sunday, hour 1, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we're going to go into great detail about this. You'll hear it directly from John Lott himself. All right, Paul, student of the gun, always cool stuff going on over there. Leadership series, what is it?
Okay, I wrote a book called The Patriot Fire Team, and it actually ties in directly with what you were talking about at the beginning. You know, a lot of people in the last 5-10 years have woken up, and they said, okay, I should be doing something, but I don't know what that something is. And sadly, in our modern convenience age, most people are so used to having everything spelled out or laid out for them that when you say, all right, you need to be a rugged, responsible individual citizen, they say, I agree with you, and I have no idea how to do that. So I put together a book called The Patriot Fire Team Manual, essentially neighbors supporting neighbors, communities supporting communities, and it lays out how, why, and where to do that. And within that book, you know, everybody who is a responsible American has an emergency cupboard. They have emergency bags. They have food, water, all that stuff, right? But you go to that cupboard and you open it up and you look inside and you know what you're not going to find? you're not going to find leadership. And when your community is in a crisis, when your nation is in a crisis, they need leaders. We need leaders in America. And so what we did on Student of the Gun Radio is we did a series, and I used the book, obviously, as a reference tool. I was a United States Marine. I was a non-commissioned officer in the Marine Corps, and I learned all about the leadership traits. And so what we did is we broke those down. And I sent you the link to that because what we did is we put it together as an archive. So anybody who missed it or didn't get a hold of it can go, you know, Student of the Gun Radio it's on iTunes, it's on Podcast Stitcher, Pod Gallery, Pod Everything, and it's also on iHeartRadio. So, it's available to you on demand 24 hours a day. That's probably one of the most important things that we've done recently is the leadership series for people like your writer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that for a lot of different reasons. Tell people where to go to get it. We've got 30 seconds. I want people to know where to go to find everything you do.
Okay, it's real super simple. Just go to studentofthegun.com, and once you get there, you can find out about the TV show, the radio show, the articles, the books, the training, everything.
Awesome stuff. Hey, Paul Markle, thank you for jumping on the radio program with me. I do appreciate it. We talked yesterday briefly, and you agreed to come on, and thank you for being here, man.
I appreciate the opportunity.
I love having Paul on, okay? So I'm looking forward to bringing you back very, very soon. We're back down to our last 30 seconds. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. Read him. Read his books. Listen to his podcast, Student of the Gun Radio, and everything else under the sun that Paul does. Wonderful stuff, great training information for you if you're an American, law-abiding American gun owner. It's a great place to go. Just the name itself is cool, right? Student of the Gun. Because guess what? If you're a gun owner, you're always a student of the gun. You never, ever, ever stop learning. Paul Markle, he does great work over there. All right, tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are going to get up and do it all over again because we can. And there are some people that don't want us to, and that makes it even more fun, right? Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free zone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.